IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. In this series of programs, Viewpoint, or the movie critique program, we are mainly focusing on the religious concepts rather than the artistic features typical of so-called critical programs about arts and artistic characteristics of the movies. So our main purpose is to address those features and themes which are related about religion and God and whatsoever that goes with that territory. And my two brothers joining us here in the studio as always, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Hussein, salam alaikum and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam, glad to be here.
Welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, salam alaikum, welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, today we're going to start criticizing the movie Infinite. This is a very nice and new movie hovering around the concept of reincarnation. The story is about the hallucinations of a schizophrenic that are revealed to be memories from past lives. Not his life, but many lives in the past. Where he obtained his talents that he still has to this day in order to save life on the planet against those who seek to end it. And there is the division of, or a fight and dispute between the believers and the nihilists and the rest of the story, okay? This is a 21st American science fiction action movie directed by Antoine Fuqua, all right? A couple of nice characters are playing their parts here in this movie, like Mark Wahlberg, right? Let's listen to a part of this movie or a trailer, and then we'll be back.
We call ourselves the Infinite. We remember skills from all our past lives. It takes 10,000 hours to master a skill. How good would you be after a million hours?
Pretty damn good. What do I know that you need so bad?
That's why you're here, to find out.
We have fought one another for centuries. But you can't stop what's coming.
The end of all things.
Is he blocked?
Well, well, well. We're gonna have to reset your memory.
You gonna drown me?
I got a thing about drowning.
Which is?
I don't like it.
You know what, man? I like you this time around.
Shut up and turn it on.
You just listened to a part of the movie Infinite, a 21st American science fiction action movie directed by Antoine Fuqua. Brother Hussein, let me ask you about what you think of this movie.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I think of this movie. So, you know, it's a very new movie. Mm-hmm. Initially, it wasn't bad.
Yes.
It was very action-packed. That's what's right. So let's start off with the good parts. Mm-hmm. I always like get excited when I see the use of modern or futuristic technology in films, you know?
Yes.
For me, it makes the film a whole lot like cooler and advanced. You know, it makes it nice, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yes.
But on the other hand, it was quite inconsistent. And it was pretty generic sometimes.
How so?
I mean, like the only characters that really made it bearable was Mark Wahlberg and yes. That other funny guy, the hairy dude. Jason Mantzoukas, right? You know, it feels as if the directors had rounded up like a cast of immature talents and plopped Mark right in the middle. You know, he looked so uncomfortable during the whole thing, as if he just wanted to, you know, to end it and just go home and take his paycheck. So, you know, my my biggest question is, where did they get the funding for all of the equipment that they used?
I see.
Like, these people had armies. Mm-hmm. Like, where did they get all the money from? You know, but of course, the main theme is reincarnation. And, you know, to be honest, I don't think they did a good job in shaping that in their own universe. You know, even the idea itself feels kind of like, I don't know, sloppy in the way they presented it.
I see. Okay, yes, I've also heard that generally received negative reviews.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the Rotten Tomato gave only 16% out of 55 critics' reviews, basically with an average rating of 4.10 out of 10, you know?
Yeah.
And also we have Metacritic with the average score of 28 out of 100, based on 25 critics, though. Right? So generally unfavorable reviews, they also, some of them compared to, or unfavorably, to other films like The Matrix. Sayyid Abdullah, what do you think?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, the movie itself, it's as we say, it's a sequel to The Old Guard.
Yes.
You guys seen The Old Guard, right? Mm. It's just a sequel to The Old Guard. It's like, 2 years ago or a year ago.
Right.
And this is exactly the same concept, same everything, nothing new. The old guard was people that just keep reincarnated, and you have your good side and your bad side of the team.
The good and evil.
Yeah. Always. So this one is exactly the same concept, nothing new.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to the action, it's pretty much a repetitive action scenes that you've seen in The Matrix, which is pretty much the same thing as The Matrix, because he's trying to, you know, get his information back and stuff like that, and trying to awaken him, that's why some people assign it, or they say it's exactly like The Matrix, which in reality, it was a copy of The Matrix, but in a different form. The action scenes themselves, they just, you know, car chases, car blowing up, cars flying, gun to gun, sword fights. So it's nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
The movie itself, the story behind it is, it had a potential. They could have made something out of it, but they didn't. So it's more like they were trying to talk about reincarnation, but it wasn't much. It was much about the action rather than the story itself.
And so much action.
Even the end itself, it just, you know, he gets to the egg and that's it, just ends. It didn't even have a possibility that there could be a sequel as well. So it didn't have anything new to present itself. Like I said, the acting was fair, you know, it was okay because you had Mark Wahlberg and stuff like that.
Yes.
So it didn't have anything that is, you know, new, captivating. The storyline, they did not go too much into the storyline. More like just trying to talk about how to get your memories back and stuff like that. So it didn't do it for me.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a listen to a part of this movie and we'll be back with questions. Stay with us.
There are among us a people gifted with the perfect memory of all their past lives. They call themselves Infinites. Among the Infinites, two groups have vied for power. On one side, the Believers, dedicated to using their knowledge for the protection and growth of all humanity. Against them stand the Nihilists, who see this power as a curse. New technologies have given the Nihilists an opportunity to end all life on Earth. And the race is on for its control.
You'll be listening to a part of the movie Infinite, a 2020 first American science fiction movie. Brother Hussein, there is the classification of people in this movie into the Believers and the Nihilists. It's like the Believers and the non-believers, basically, all right? But they changed it, I guess, in the last minute or so, to something like the Nihilists, those people who, let's say, don't believe in anything, basically. And there's also a talk of the new technology that I'm going to, in fact, shift that question to Sayyid Abdullah. But my question to you is, doesn't it remind you of a caste system in Hinduism? Like, in Hinduism, we have four castes, basically, generally. Whenever you are, you know, looking at reincarnation or the concept, you should automatically refer to India, Hinduism, Buddhism, and stuff like that,
that's
right?
So common.
Yeah, and their caste system, that there are different layers of people, and then they are happy with it, and whoever is, like, for example, in a poor soul, and then it's gonna keep being soul like in that poor condition or miserable condition until the end. Well, of course, there is a kind of improvement on the part if that person, that character, in fact, does good things, and then through the process of reincarnation, he becomes a better person, and he's reborn in another, let's say, better body, and then going on and on toward their perfection, whatever. All right? So doesn't it remind you of this kind of caste system whenever you look at such movies?
Yeah, of course. I mean, even they reference that in the movie, you know, about like Hinduism, Buddhism.
Yes,
they have the same ideology of reincarnation. Like when a person dies, they get reincarnated. Their soul goes to a different body, but they're the same person, kind of. But, you know, in the whole thing, even in the movie, the main character has this criticism. He's like, isn't it like a clean slate? Why don't I remember this stuff? Like, you know, and I forgot what the explanation was in the movie itself. But, you know, it was kind of like a parody of the original idea of reincarnation, where, you know, after you're dead, there's a clean slate, but it's the same soul, I guess.
Mm-hmm, I see. Sayyid Abdullah, in the same part, there is this mention of the new technology. The new technology giving an opportunity to end life. Mm-hmm. When the narrator at the beginning of the movie is talking about the nihilist absorbing or obtaining that new technology and how they could, in fact, twist and turn it to end life on the planet, all right? And this is the responsibility or role of the believers to stop them, in fact, basically to save life on the planet. Why are so many people afraid of new technology?
Why are people afraid of new technology?
Yes.
It's simple. Human beings, we are afraid of change. It's simple as that. Because we don't know what the future is going to be like, so constantly we fear change. Now, change could come in many forms, in many ways, right? So it's not always technology. Like, even our lives, we fear to change something, right? We're comfortable where we are, right? So obviously, as when you talk about technology, when you talk about the future, you always think that what if things go wrong and what if you do this to do that. Remember back in, I think, early 2000s, where they were trying to create the Big Bang?
Yes.
And a lot of people were afraid that it could, you know, turn into a black hole and suck the entire Earth, the entire system. So people were skeptic about what was going on. So we are constantly afraid of change. So when it comes to technology, it could possibly fall in the wrong hand, that people could destroy, you know, Earth or humanity as we know it. I mean, now nuclear weapons, obviously, America and its allies, they have enough nuclear weapons to destroy the entire solar system, not just Earth.
Yes.
So the technology is there to destroy mankind or to destroy Earth. But it's like I said, it's just in our mind that we are afraid.
There is also a mention of it in the Holy Quran, if I'm not mistaken, that we have given man little knowledge.
Mm.
And then this has caused so many people, even the believers and the commentators of the Holy Scriptures, to go on conjecturing that, or surmising that, too much knowledge is dangerous, basically.
Not that too much knowledge is dangerous, is who has the knowledge. That's the difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants me and you to be knowledgeable. There's always emphasis on me and you to seek knowledge from cradle to the grave, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, seek knowledge even if it's in China.
Yeah,
the idea is we need to seek knowledge, but the idea here, which is more sensitive, is like where, in whose hand was such knowledge falls in. If it falls in the wrong hands, or someone, he uses his knowledge for bad, then that becomes bad.
Yes.
That person becomes bad. Mm-hmm. So not that knowledge itself is bad.
Mm-hmm.
People are bad.
Right.
And if they utilize what they learn to bad, then obviously they just using it badly in a bad way. So like a sword itself. A sword, yes. you can use it for to
it's
defend
a double
yourself.
Sword.
Devils, yeah. Or you can go kill people and run them. Yeah. You can't blame the sword for killing people, but you have to blame yourself. So like I said, there's always this notion of being afraid of something new.
So, Brother Hussein, any comments on this? Do you believe or agree to some extent with the technophobes, basically?
I agree with what Sayyid Abdullah said. People are afraid of technology because they're afraid of change.
And the new changes. Yeah,
yeah, they're afraid of change. They don't want to get mm-hmm. out of their comfort zone.
Right.
So when new technology comes, they're afraid that, you know, they might lose something that they already were used to.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, for your contribution to this program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening to us.
What do I know that you need so bad?
That's why you're here. To find out.
You're not crazy. You never have been. Do you find yourself drawn to places you've never been?
The visions you've had your entire life aren't hallucinations. They're memories.
You're talking about reincarnation.